Because do you remember in the summer going without shoes?
Yes, and then
the soles of your feet got nice and hard, and then of course when you had to go back to school in the autumn, you're trying to squeeze your with these nice hardened feet into the shoes and things.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
And then of course the lodges, they had outdoor maintenance people. Some of them brought their own staff up from England or something, and a lot of them had. Yep, in locals came in to do help in the house and things temporarily, and things. And then the Freeburn Hotel, which was owned by two indomitable ladies, Miss Guns, and they wore black, very up to the neck things. And one cooked, and the other looked after front of house, as it were. They were wonderful, and they had, and the hotel had, I think, five or six letting bedrooms and things. And then there was the pub. The pub was a sort of little annex at the nearer the road, on the road.
From the Freeburn.
From the Freeburn. Yes. And things. And menfolk poured in and out, literally, and things. But it was very much frowned upon. Ladies just did not darken that doorway. But there was a little hatch into the lounge part, and glasses of sherry were discreetly put through the hatch
as a concession.
As a concession, but that was as far as they would go.
So they,
I suppose, had help. And then there was the school, Ragbeg, was the main one, and. When did Delarissey School close?
I left Delarissey at 45. I started in British School at 47. I left Delarissey then.
Mm.
So it was the early 50s, I think.
Yes, because of Miss Fraser's, they had a horse and gig, and sometimes you'd see it tied to the railings, well, no railings, but outside the shop, and they'd come down again for the messages.
Were they the school teachers?
Yes. Oh.
Mrs. Fraser?
No.
No, they weren't teachers.
They weren't teachers. So who taught?
Mrs. MacDonald.
Ah, right.
John Cameron McIntosh's aunt.
Oh, right.
She was a teacher in Delarissey when I was there.
Because there was another school, Talaftory, which was for Moy, but it closed, I think, probably before the war.
Where was that?
Talaftory.
There was another school at Moy then, just Moy School.
There was Moy School.
But
there was
one
at
Talaftory
as well.
Yes. And there was one up at the Kennels at Coin of Fern.
Yeah, Coin of Fern at one time.
Yes.
I think that was just before the war.
And then, you said there was lots, there was a lot of employment going.
Yes.
And then in the wartime, there was also the Home Guard.
Yes,
the Dad's Army, and then of course we had the minister at the manse, and nurse and post office, but things, and then.